Hello there, this is Luis Girão from Brazil, and today I'm going to talk with you guys about Korean children's folk tales remediated into picture books. Well, Korean children's folk tales are nearly 100 years now in 2023, making its start point with Bang Chung-hwan, Oreni Journal, which is started by Daphne Azur in 2017. Well, Korean children's tales are also known as Donghua, and these Donghua are commonly used within the starting points of picture books in Korea back in 1980s. When famous writers and now famous illustrators made a combination with words and pictures within books and in a traditional way of picture books, which is the book form in which words and pictures tell a story, not without words, not without pictures, but with both of them working together to tell a story. Well, nowadays, picture books are an art form in Korea, and you can also find places like associations and syndicates, and also graduate students and colleges and workshop studies where famous picture book artists are professors, the teachers are also responsible for form new artists within the Korean market. So, the remediation process is partly a conceptual way of thinking and also a way of saying the translation or the adaptation form from old oral narratives to printed narratives. Printed in a book form, printed within books with words and images. Well, my presentation, as you can read in my poster, tell more details about it. But what I want to specify within this audio is the way Suzili or Isuji Takanim, it's make her way of transforming these old oral tales in picture books, but in a more experimental way, because we know the codexo format, which is the books that fold pages, but when she decides to use the accordion fold format, we unfold the book, so we can have both a book, closed book, within our hands, and also a string with all the pages and all the illustrations in the way of the shadow tree project itself within the folds, within the paper, within the page, the unfolded page. So the remediation means the way that a new media remediates, meaning updates, meaning reshape, meaning reshift, or even translates an old media into a new media form. So, from oral to picture books, which is some kind of an adaptation, but it is remediation way of telling a old and classical way of story for children. From centuries, even ways of adaptation from a already transformed story, which is commonly known in an oral, listened and way, but now in an experimental unfolding way of pages, books and paper. So, I would like to add in a lastly way of talking with you guys about the way that by remediation old tales into picture books, Suzy Lee and Carl and her Vacance Project group, which is formed by many artists from Korea, specified with picture books art form, they are already transforming the ways that we know the picture books from Korea in a more contemporary way, and also hypermediating a cultural memory within a remediation process. So I would like you guys to see the pictures that I put in my poster, and also to understand that this kind of remediation, that is kind of adaptation, is also kind of keeping a memory or a memory way of telling or storing some kind of folktale into unfolded and unfolded paper book, and also in a kind of new way of reading these kind of stories or this Donghua format into a Grimtech format. So I would like to thank you guys to listen to this and enjoy. This is my poster.